A senior US government audit official says Australia should be asking some serious questions about the global supply of spare parts for the Joint Strike Fighter aircraft because the system has significant problems. 12 countries, including Australia, have committed to purchase the troubled F-35. The fighter jets are finally being delivered to air forces around the world, including Australia's. But the global spare parts system is so problematic that a US audit has found aircraft were unable to fly on average 30% of the time. Speaking to Australian media for the first time, a senior official with the US Government Accountability Office has told PM the US Department of Defence, which owns all the spare parts, doesn't even know how many it has or where they are. Sarah Dingle has our report.
Over the years, the Joint Strike Fighter, or the F-35, has drawn plenty of criticism for its dramatic escalation in price and production time. Now, hundreds of the aircraft have been delivered worldwide, with plenty more to come. But the US Government Accountability Office is issuing a warning to partner nations.
The bottom line is, far too often the F-35 is sitting on the tarmac because there aren't enough spare parts.
That's Diana Maurer, a director at the US Government Accountability Office, an independent, publicly funded agency that investigates US federal spending. Diana Maurer and her team have delivered a landmark report on the F-35 program, not about its development, but about its logistics, how we can keep these planes flying as advertised. One contractor, Lockheed Martin, is delivering this plane to 12 countries. One of the big selling points of the F-35 is its interoperability. The fact that so many nations have the same aircraft is supposed to allow them to work better with allies and also achieve economies of scale. There's a single global pool of spare parts.
We currently have about 300 plus F-35s around the world. Most of those are in the US fleet. But a number of countries, including Australia, are starting to take delivery. And one of the things we noted in our report was that within the next 3 to 4 years, if the program stays on track, there'll be upwards of almost as many as 1,000 aircraft deployed globally, which means it's really important for the Joint Program Office and the F-35 program to address all the numerous problems we found with the global support network that's supposed to underlie the program.
How is it working currently?
It is not working as promised. In fact, we found some pretty significant problems with the global support system. First and foremost, there are not enough spare parts to go around. We found that on average, about 30% of the time, F-35s globally cannot fly because there are not spare parts to allow them to get up in the air and perform their mission. We found that there are not sufficient numbers of repair facilities to fix the parts in the aircraft when they need to be repaired. So more specifically, the initial plan to get those facilities set up is now about 8 years behind schedule and will not be completed until 2024. We also found that it's taking about 6 months on average to repair spare parts that need to be fixed. That is twice as long as initially planned. And we also found that the system and the network for moving parts around the different partner countries has also not been established.
The global pool of spares is governed by a complex intersection of interests. All spares are owned by the US Department of Defence, and they're apportioned to countries by Lockheed Martin, according to rules agreed by the partner nations.
Realistically, if there is a conflict and the US and a number of other partner nations are involved, like Australia, and there is heavy demand for a certain type of spare part for the F-35, the U.S. is going to take priority, isn't it?
You know, you would anticipate that as an outcome. That is definitely one issue to be really concerned about. I think more broadly, the fact that there are not enough spare parts available now in a time of relative peace. If we were in, we being the U.S. and Australia and other allies, were in combat with a common enemy, there would be significant and serious strain on the supply network that's available for the F-35.
In further concerning news for partner nations like Australia, Diana Maurer's team found that the US Department of Defence, although it's spent billions on spares for the F-35, isn't on top of what that money has bought. As it stands, does the US Defence Department know where the spares are for the F-35 and how many of them it has?
To put it simply, they do not.
I think that the GAO produces reports that are always accurate and well-researched. And so it is a real concern.
Dr. Malcolm Davis is a senior analyst in defence capability with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says the F-35 is highly effective in combat and stealth, but it needs to be able to get airborne.
If it can't actually get off the ground because there's no spare parts or because the parts are in the wrong place at the wrong time, then it's not a very effective platform. So from an Australian perspective, who are operating 72 of the F-35As, we need to make sure that the sustainment of that platform is effective, and that means we need to work with the Americans to get these problems solved as soon as possible.
Diana Maurer says it's about properly supporting warfighters' needs.
When you do talk to pilots, this aircraft has tremendous capabilities. The people who fly them are very fond of the aircraft, but they're very frustrated with many other aspects of it as well. And it doesn't do anyone any good to spend hundreds of billions of dollars fielding a system that far too often is sitting on the ground.
The Australian National Audit Office published a report at the end of last year finding that effective ongoing maintenance, repair and support of Australia's F-35s largely depends on the US Department of Defence managing this global spares network. The ANAO declined to comment to PM.
And we've also put a series of questions to the Australian Defence Department on these matters. We're yet to receive a response. Sarah Dingle with that report. And more tomorrow on the next multi-billion dollar modernisation of the F-35. Appears that's going ahead without a complete business case.
And they're moving into a bunch of expensive, I think the what we noted was $10.5 billion program that is beginning right now that introduces new capabilities to the F-35s. They're estimating that cost to be $10.5 billion today, and we don't believe they have a very good business case.
That's on PM tomorrow.